You're in your bedroom, or at least the bedroom that used to be yours. It might now belong to your wife and her lover. You might be moving to the guest room. You're on your knees, showing proper respect to your wife and her bull, the one your faggotry has compelled her to replace you with as they perch on the end of the bed. Your hands are behind your back, and your slutty cuckold cock is twitching to life with excitement and humiliation. Your mouth waters, and so do your eyes, one with lust for the sloppy seconds you hope to receive once this big-dicked stud fucks your wife better than you've managed to during most of your marriage, and one with shame at the fact that your secret has been revealed and you are now known by your wife for who you really are. Your wife sits straddling the muscular thigh of David, the aforementioned stud. She's wearing a new set of lingerie, black thigh highs, a pair of La Perla lace cheeky panties, and a matching balconette bra that puts her luscious breasts on sumptuous display. And to top it off, a pair of 6-inch stilettos from Le Bouton. This inaugural outfit set you back a couple thousand, but that's better than half your 401k and all of your reputation among your family and friends. Besides, your wife, imperious and amused, cheeks and chest flushed with arousal, anticipation, and pique, decked out in the finest your credit card could buy, has never looked so ravishing. David, her new boyfriend, is completely naked. There is no shame in his masterful, muscular, strapping nakedness. And though you aren't necessarily a wimp, you feel like one when you compare his nakedness to yours. His is the nakedness of triumph, and yours is that of submission. And you have to admit, closet faggot turned cuckold faggot, that despite how beautiful your wife looks and how you dearly wish that the two of them will not resort to denying you any access to her pussy at all, your eyes are drawn just as strongly, if not more so, to the healthy piece of meat and the two cum-filled balls hanging down between his legs as they were to her. Your experienced gaze allows you to estimate that he's 7 inches soft, but that was a few throbs and pulses and flirtatious strokes from your wife ago. And although he isn't yet even half hard, he's well over 8 inches by now. His arm is around her waist, lightly stroking her toned belly. "First, you're going to suck him to full mast," she says, "while I watch. I want to see just what a little cock whore you've been making of yourself behind my back. I assume you've developed quite a bit of skill. Then, while we make out a bit, you're allowed to touch yourself, but you're not allowed to come. When we're ready to fuck, you will lay on the bed, and I will straddle your face. David will get behind me, and you will guide his cock into my pussy with your hand. Unless you seem to be in the way, you will lick his cock, balls, and ass from below. If your presence does become an impediment, you will go back to the floor at the end of the bed, where you're allowed to continue masturbating. If you come without permission, you'll be clapped in a cock cage for 3 months, so keep that in mind. The days where stroking your cock meant you could come are over. When we've had our fill, at least for the first round, you will climb up onto the bed and clean us both up. David tells me his refractory period is very short, but I may not be able to take much more of this big dick after an hour or so. Not this first time. In that case, he'll fuck your pussy in place of mine. And of course, I want to see that too. Do you understand? You swallow with an audible click as you nod your head. Yes, dear. David snorts with derision and gently moves your wife off his lap to stand before you so that your initiation into cuckold husband humiliation and faggotry can begin. Is that how you imagine it? Married guy, yet secretly bi. I want you to stroke yourself. Stroke yourself until you come to these images of humiliation and cuckolding, as well as your own fantasies. You're a cuckold waiting to happen, and getting used to the idea will put you ahead of the game for when, inevitably, your secret gets out. I've got lots more advice and fantasies concerning cuckolding, coerced bisexuality, secret bisexuality, and other humiliations at my blog, sensual-dom.com. Enjoy.